This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. A key issue in healthcare today is noncompliance. That is, people don't take their drugs when they're supposed to. A potential solution is to develop long-lasting, medicine-containing capsules. These might be effective for the entire course of a treatment, or could be taken once a week or even once a month. To address this concern, researchers at MIT and Brigham and Women's Hospital have developed a new set of drug delivery materials. The group has shown that these materials can reside in the stomach for up to 9 days, slowly releasing their dosage of medication. The materials, which are described in a paper in Nature Communications, are known as triggerable tough hydrogels. That's according to Dr. Giovanni Traverso, a research affiliate at the MIT Koch Institute.
The material, as I said, is a hydrogel. It has a high water content. That allows for drying or sort of in making these systems smaller, essentially, in the dry state. And then that can facilitate, for example, oral ingestion. But then upon reaching, for example, the stomach, which is a moist environment, then it can absorb water and swell. And that swelling and the size enables the improved residence or prolonged residence in the stomach. And what we're able to do, as I said, is actually trigger the dissolution with two biocompatible triggers. And so these hydrogels are tough because they have two networks that are intertwined to provide that extra toughness. And we have triggers for each network. And you have to have both in order to dissolve essentially the whole structure.
The team then tested devices built from the materials in large animal models. They found the materials were able to withstand the forces within the stomach for more than 7 days. They then tested the device's potential as a drug delivery system by loading it with an antimalarial medication. Once again, here's Dr. Traverso.
The next step was really to understand the potential that these systems might have for an application. So one of the things we investigated in this study was extended release of a drug against malaria. And we showed that using the system, we could actually extend the release of that drug for a few days, whereas usually this drug is eliminated very quickly from the body. And so, you know, really sort of demonstrating the capacity for the gastric resonant systems to enable that prolonged release over several days.
So where does this research go from here?
We really need to expand the safety evaluation. So we've done some initial safety evaluations, both in vitro but then also in vivo. But we have to expand that data set to really reassure us, and I should say continue to reassure us that the materials are safe. And that's really, I think, sort of really the next level of activity. And then also looking at other drugs that can be incorporated beyond the ones that we've tested and showing that we can actually extend, you know, a whole set of drugs. And then I think that could be a, you know, really interesting system for extended drug release. And then potentially exploring what I mentioned as far as using the system for the treatment of obesity. You know, we'd have to dose and then really look at the weight of animals and see if we could modulate weight gain and go from there.
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.